up, guys? It's High Reader Haroon. I am back with another episode on the podcast and on the Rework series. If you don't know, this is where I read a book called Rework, and it's about all these tips on these chapters. And these chapters are relatively short, so me and my dad just decided to do these podcasts. And and so far it's been really well. Love the support. But I also, if you didn't check those other episodes out, please do. Oh, and I also have a YouTube, Twitch, and Instagram. All of them are High Reader Haroon. Don't mind if you check it out and follow all of them and subscribe and like all the things. And we're getting close to 50 subs on my channel, on my YouTube channel. So let's try that out. And on my Twitch, I randomly stream, so you're going to want to definitely keep an eye on that. I stream Halo most of the time, and Fortnite sometimes too. So yeah, let's get right into it. This chapter is called Pour Yourself Into Your Product. And literally, there's a glass vase where, like, it's like the letters are kind of like pouring themselves into it. Decommonize your product. If you're successful, people will try to copy what you do. It's just a fact in life. But there's a great way to protect yourself from those copycats. Make sure you part of your company or service, inject what you need about the way you think into what you sell. Decommonize your product. Make it something no one else can offer. Look at Zappos.com. Zappos.com. A billion-dollar online shoe retailer, a pair of sneakers from Zappos is the same as a pair from Foot Locker or any other retailer. But Zappos sets itself by injecting CEO Tony Heshen's obsession with the customer support into everything it does. Zappos customer service employees don't use scripts and are allowed to talk at length with customers. The call center at the company's headquarters are the same place. Not oceans are apart. And Zappos employees, even those who don't work in the customer service fulfillment, start out by spending 4 weeks answering phones and working in the warehouse. It's devotion to customer service that makes Zappos unique among shoe sellers. Another example, Polyface, an environmentally friendly Virginia farm owned by Joel Saladin. Saladin has a strong set of beliefs and he runs his business accordingly. Polyface sells the idea that it does bigger than the agribusiness can't do. Even though it's more expensive to do so, it feeds its cow grass instead of corn and never gives them antibiotics. It never ships food. Anyone is welcome to visit the farm anytime and go anywhere. Try that at a typical meat processing plant. Polyface doesn't just sell chickens. It sells a way of thinking, and customers love Polyface for that. Some customers routinely drive 150 miles away to get clean meat for their families. Pour yourself into your product and everything around your product too. How you sell it, how you support it, how you explain it, how you deliver it. Competitors can never copy the you in your project. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for today. Hope you guys enjoy it for this podcast. If you like the series, make sure you smash that follow button because, well, it needs a bigger challenge when it boxes. And like I said, make sure you also check out my Instagram, YouTube, and Twitch, both on the same name as High Reader Haroon. I'll see you later, guys. Peace out.